Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
This is a good one right now. I'm excited to do this interview. Former Houston Dynamo striker. You know him from Major League Soccer. He's played for the U.S. men's national team. He's now at Aberdeen in Scotland. He's number two in the Golden Boot race in a three-way tie. He's Christian Ramirez. Christian, thanks so much for coming on the show. I know it's late.
No, thanks for having me, Glenn.
I guess you got the kids to bed, right?
Definitely.
All right. So when I heard the time you wanted to do this and what would fit your schedule, I'm like, yeah, this man and his wife are getting his kids to sleep. So, well, let's get right into it. Just take us into the Scottish experience so far. I mentioned to everybody already, you're the number two goal scorer in the Scottish Premier League. What's it been like? What was the adjustment like?
It's been good. I sort of just got thrown into it. When I got here in July, it was straight into European football, which was such a cool experience. Like, never thought I'd be playing in a country like Azerbaijan, in Baku, playing in Iceland, playing in Sweden. So that was a cool moment for me personally to be able to play European football and score in European competitions, and just have that experience. And then league kicked off, and it seemed like we were playing every Thursday, every Sunday, and games were just piling up. And I went from not playing at all for the last year and a half to just throwing in playing 90s back to back to back, and it was everything I wanted. And I've just been trying to soak in the culture of Scotland and everything that comes with this experience.
Christian Ramirez joining us with Dundee. Tuesday they will take on Rangers, and you had mentioned to me before we started the interview fans will be back at full capacity. What's it like playing these legendary clubs, you know, like Rangers and Celtic? And I mentioned those two simply, and Aberdeen, simply because those are the ones that are probably most recognizable here in the States. But what's it like playing against Rangers and Celtic and going to their stadiums?
It's pretty cool. I mean, when we went to Ibrox the first time this season so far, we were actually up 2-0, and I scored the first goal, and playing in front of one of the most hostile environments across Europe, and seeing how silent it got at 2-0 was unreal. You had 1,000 traveling supporters of Aberdeen there. It's crazy. The atmosphere, you had Stevie G on the sideline managing for them. It was just a super cool experience. And then at Celtic Park, it was Scott Brown, our captain here, his first game back at Celtic Park after leaving after 10 years and winning 9 titles in a row. So seeing his reception that he got there was a humbling experience to see how much people value him in here in Scotland and at Celtic. So that's cool. But like you said, those are the two teams that everybody knows about. People don't realize how hostile of an atmosphere Tynecastle is for Hearts, or Easter Road for Hibs. Places like that are up there that they're tough, and it's been fun soaking in all that experience. And everywhere we go, we have 1,000 to 2,000 traveling supporters every weekend. So seeing that side of traveling supporters, because of the geography and how close everything is here, it makes for sometimes a home field advantage on the road. So it's been cool.
Christian Ramirez joining us. All right, so to set the record straight, the exit from Houston, this has obviously turned out to be a very, very good move in a variety of ways for you. First off, on the field as a professional, off the field, the differing experiences, the uniqueness of it, but you are still a professional footballer. How did this come about from Houston, and what is the real story? Did you ask Tab Ramos that you wanted? That's what I was understanding.
Yeah. So this opportunity, I had 6 months left on my deal with Houston and the MLS. And the way it was going the last year and a half, I clearly didn't fit what Tab wanted as a central striker. And that's fine. And I had numerous other opportunities to be moved on within the MLS that teams asked for me, or abroad in Liga MX, stuff like that, that weren't open to that because they said I was a big piece in the locker room, and I was needed, and I was a good pro, and I was getting paid well. So, I mean, at the end of the day, I would never cause any havoc in the dressing room, or became a cancer. Like many people will hear stories about other pros that were in my situation doing that to get their way out. I just wasn't raised that way. So I continued to work. And I personally thought when I played my one game this year in Colorado, I scored and thought I played well. And any other time that I came on for the minute or 2 minutes at the end of a game, I did as much as running as I could to help the team in whatever aspect was needed. But it was bittersweet because I wanted to make Houston home, and I felt like I could make it work there, and I could be the first option there. And we showed glimpses of that when I first got traded there with Manotas and myself up top. And even the second year when I got a string of games and we started to win. But yeah, I mean, once this opportunity came and I spoke to Stephen Glass and Alan Russell about the project that they were presenting here, I had to go into Matt Jordan's office and Tab and ask them, like, look, I've been a good pro for this last year and a half. I'm at a contract at the end of this year. I can go sign a pre-contract and come in January, realistically, or I can go sign a pre-contract with another team. But I'll Houston can get something for me now and let me go play European competition. This was essentially the last chance I had to play abroad in my eyes, because I just turned 30. And sometimes those opportunities don't come again for somebody that just turned 30 and hadn't really played for a year and a half. Plus the security of having a 2.5 year guaranteed deal presented on the table. So with all those factors, I sort of went in and I asked professionally, and I think they respected that. Didn't really cause any drama. They asked me to keep quiet until things worked out. If they did, if not, just to continue working for the remainder of my deal. And the situation was, if I didn't make this move happen and I just took a bite of the bullet and just continue to play, I was going to have to take a 1 year deal somewhere and try and prove myself in that aspect. So I said, hey, why not take this 2.5 year deal? And after it, we'll look back at these experiences with my family, and we're loving it so far. Short flight from everywhere around here. My oldest one has a Scottish accent already from her time at nursery. And so we're enjoying it, and hopefully we'll be back in the States eventually. We're enjoying it right now. And like my wife tells me all the time, just live in the moment, and we'll figure out the future once that's time.
Fantastic. Christian Ramirez joining us. So just correct me if you don't think I'm right here, but it sounds as though Tab Ramos was very helpful in eliciting this move, I would say, and Jordan, right? Do you feel like you were treated properly? I would think so, because that's what Tab said.
Yeah, no, I felt like I got rewarded in the way that they helped me get this move done because of how I acted this last year and a half.
Yeah.
The first day that Tab took the job in that preseason and a year and a half ago, where Mauro's deal to Spain fell through on transfer day, I knew from there on out that I wasn't going to play no matter what I did, unless Mauro got hurt. And that was the case. I mean, I was with Mauro and good friends with Mauro, and he's at the time the franchise is number 9. So you're not going to compete with that. And never was that my intention. My intention, and Mauro knew this, was to hope that we would play with two forwards up top, like Davey was playing when he had his 10 games.
I do remember you saying that, you know, you were really hopeful that maybe Tab would go to two strikers. I mean, it sounds like it's all been handled professionally. But were you a bit of a victim of the system? Because look, players are victims to systems. Tab was trying to elicit a pressing game. Yeah. Do you feel that's a fair thing to bring up?
Yeah, essentially. You look at the criteria of the players that were playing in Tab's system, and I clearly am not the fastest player in the world. And you had guys like Fafa and Maxi and Ari. Albert was thriving in it. Maro's pacey. You saw it in a sense, in a way, early on in the year until Darwin took his place and showed what he could do when given an opportunity in the right place. Darwin fell a bit to the system that was transitioning. You saw how well Tyler Pascher was doing because of how well he is vertically going at pace and going at people like that. So, yeah, I think it was a case of that. And to no shame, I think Tab at the same time will tell you that I worked my butt off every day, and I was a good influence in the dressing room. And I think that relationship with him in that sense really helped once this opportunity happened. And he saw the confidence that Stephen Glass and Aberdeen had in bringing me, that he knew if I came here and played for a manager who wanted me in his system, I would do well. And thankfully, Stephen Glass is that manager for me right now, and I'm doing really well for him. And I'm just doing everything I can to repay Aberdeen and bringing me here and giving me this opportunity.
All right. In respect to you, let's switch this conversation from the Dynamo now, because that's some great insight there. But I really want this to be about you. And, you know, I what is the difference now in the football in Scotland to MLS, in your opinion? And you know, you got some very hardened old school type defenders. You know, there are some differences. What are they for you?
Well, there's no VAR yet. so
you can claim a lot of goals.
Yeah, something gets taken away off the ball and stuff like that. That or fouls that PKs that should be PKs that aren't called and stuff like that. But no, I think it's a real tactical battle, especially when you're going up against teams in the lower half of the table who are trying to just get a point off of you at your home. And they're sticking to their game plan the entire time, like madness. And it takes a bit and a bit of patience to break teams down. Or also the weather at times, you're playing in crazy rain, or the fields. Like we were down at Perth at St. Johnson, and there it was just fog and mist, and the field felt like it was just sand. So you really couldn't play proper football. So we just had to grind out a result, and we got a win. So those are those games. And then you go into games at Ibrox, like we said earlier, Celtic Park, where you're the team trying to get a result. But Aberdeen prides itself on always trying to push for the top three. So we just go in there trying to get points, and we were unlucky at Celtic Park to lose 2-1, and then we thought we deserved 3 points at Ibrox when they got a late penalty kick when we were up. But yeah, it's been cool, that aspect. And MLS, everybody knows the level continues to grow, and the athleticism that presents in the league, and the quality of players. Even now, you're seeing this offseason how many big signings are starting to happen. So the leagues are just different, but yeah, I don't, there's numerous cases of guys coming from Scotland going over to the MLS and not doing well, or from the MLS coming here and not doing well, and vice versa. So I don't really compare that aspect, but it's been a good test and a good culture shock for sure.
Christian Ramirez joining us. All right. So Ian Harkes is at Dundee. Dante Polvara is going to join you at Aberdeen. James Sands at Rangers. Chris Mueller from Orlando City at Hibs. Yeah. There's kind of a migration here. You might have been a little bit at the beginning.
Carter Vickers at Celtic.
Yeah. So what? I mean, obviously the appeal is history, great quality of play, you know, contracts. You're secure 2.5 years. That's a heck of a piece of security for you.
No, for sure. I think guys are being attracted to it because also it's for younger guys, like, for example, Dante, who's coming over. It could be a huge stepping stone for him to get over to bigger and better things that he dreams about. So that was one thing that when I spoke to him, is he's always wanted to chase playing in Europe. And he felt like this opportunity here at Aberdeen would help him develop into possibly being sold or who knows, you know, it's because Aberdeen's becoming a staple for developing young talent. So, hey, he made his move, and I'm sure many more Americans are looking to move abroad. It's becoming a trend, and I think the world market's starting to go into America and fight the MLS for all the young American talent as well.
Christian Ramirez joining us. Christian, just wanted to get you into the fact that you guys have won four out of your last five. I want to remind people that Tuesday you will take on Rangers. Stadium's going to be back at full capacity. How could people watch your games? Where's the best place to watch you on ESPN?
The Rangers one's on Sky. Okay. The every other game of ours that isn't on Sky, Aberdeen has a subscription. It's called on Red TV on Aberdeen's website. Actually, there's a couple places in Minnesota that I think it's Blackheart Bar, owned by Wes, one of the Minnesota supporters that I've known over the years. He actually got a subscription and has watch parties, which is pretty cool.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, so yeah, Aberdeen has a subscription, a monthly subscription that gives access to all the games and different types of replays of games and stuff like that. Goes behind the scenes on certain things. So yeah, it's a cool subscription to look into.
Have you ever had haggis yet? Do you know what that
no.
is?
Yeah, try no, it? Everybody asked me. I can't get myself to try it.
Yeah.
I just actually had there's one American barbecue place in Aberdeen. And I went in tonight with my family to try and compare it to Texas barbecue.
How did it go?
They did pretty good. I was genuinely impressed. Maybe it's because I haven't been in Texas for a while, but yeah, it was good.
So just to let people know who's listening, the thing that Christian doesn't want to eat, haggis is a Scottish dish. It's like lungs, heart, liver. It's all mixed with like onions and oatmeal, and
yeah.
And then they do it in the stomach of the animal. They use the stomach lining and then put seasoning on it and boil it. So I saw a special on TV once about it. I'm not sure. It's not for the faint of heart, that's for sure.
Yeah, it's not for me.
Well, if you had it one night and you scored a few goals, you might be eating it. So you never know.
Oh, man.
Don't underestimate the haggis. Christian, thank you so much for getting us up to speed on what you're doing. Congratulations. Hey, go win that Golden Boot Award in the Scottish Premier League. That would be unbelievable.
Thank you. Will do. Appreciate it.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
There's a myth a lot of us grow up believing that hair loss is just a part of life. It happens. It runs in the family. Once it starts, there's no stopping it. But here's the truth. That's outdated thinking. Scientific understanding of hair loss has advanced in recent years. Today, we have a deeper knowledge of underlying causes, and we've developed science-backed solutions that are both effective and safe. And that's at the very root of Happy Head. Dermatologist-led innovation offering stronger, FDA-approved ingredients that work. But what really sets Happy Head apart is how personalized it is. They don't do one-size-fits-all fixes. You fill out a comprehensive consultation, and their board-certified dermatologists design a formula specifically for your hair loss pattern, goals, and lifestyle. And whether you're early in your journey or more advanced, Happy Head offers targeted options that actually work. Topical treatments, oral capsules, or potent dual-action bundles all delivered directly to you, discreetly and freshly compounded in the U.S. Most people start seeing results in 3 to 6 months. But the real magic It's sustainable. This isn't just about growing hair, it's about keeping it long term. So no, hair loss isn't inevitable anymore. Visit happyhead.com and find out what's possible when science, expertise, and personalization come together. Hair happiness starts here.